Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
My name is Fatia. I'm 11 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we'll do today. We're often joined by our friend Jada, but I'm not sure if she's going to make it today. So fingers crossed that she either joins us or is having a good time reading some books. But I'm glad Fatia is here. And I figured we could start with you. What did you want to share today?
I wanted to share a poem. It's called Love and Friendship. Love is the like the wild rose we are. Friendship like the holy tree. The holy is dark when the rose Briar blooms, but which will bloom most constantly, contently? The wild rose briar is sweet in the spring, its summer blossoms scent the air, yet wait till winter comes again, and who will call the wild briar fair? Then scorn the silly rose red now, and beg the but the holy sheen. That's when December blights they die, bro.
Pretty. Where did you find that poem?
I found it I think it was either today or yesterday. It's by Emily Jane Bronte, and I mostly wanted to look for a poem that it kind of included the other three seasons, at least a little bit. And this one, I mean, it didn't really talk about every one of them too much, but it did say talk a little bit, like summer, winter, and spring.
Nice. And you said that was Emily Bronte?
Yes. Emily Jane Bronte.
So that's a very old poem. I don't know when the exact date is of the poem, but she was alive in the early 1800s, and she was a famous author. She wrote a book called Wuthering Heights that is a very famous classic that I've never read, because there's a lot of classics I still haven't read. But she was one of three sisters who, at least I only know of three of them, maybe there were more, but there were three Bronte sisters who were all writers. So Charlotte, Emily, and Anne. That's cool. I don't know if I've actually heard her poetry before, so thank you for sharing that. It was nice to hear. So I have a big list of books that I could share that are books that either came out recently this month or soon to come out this month. And there's a lot of them that I think will be really popular. Many that are in series that for people who have read those series would be excited about. I figured I would just share a few. I'll share some titles of the ones in series that are coming out. So there's the next book in the Dory Phantasmagory series. It's called Center of the Universe. There's the second book in the Dragon Ship series, which is like a sci-fi fantasy dragon thing, like a whole dragons in outer space kind of thing. Or maybe Dragons on Mars. I think that's what it is. But the second book is called The Rise of Neptune, and that just came out. There's a new book in the Spy School series, in the novel series. So there's a novel and a graphic novel version of the series, but this is Spy School Blackout, is the latest in the novel series. There's a new I Survived novel. Again, that's a series that has a novel and a graphic novel. This is newly released as a novel. I Survived the Dust Bowl. It's a very popular series of historic fiction. And there's two new Magic Treehouse books, one graphic novel, which is Midnight on the Moon, and one novel, To See Otter Sunrise. There's the latest book in the Impossible Creatures series called Poisoned King. The latest in the graphic novel Babysitter Club series called Jesse Ramsey Pet Sitter. And the latest book in the what are they called? I think they're called the Track series. Is that what it is? There's a series by Jason Reynolds where it each book centers on a different character from a track team, and the most recent one is called Coach. So those are a number of books in series that if you've been reading those series, you might want to check out. And if you haven't, maybe you want to check out the first one. But I wanted to share a few that are not in series as well, that either aren't in series or aren't new books in a series in terms of like a second or a third or a fourth. So one is a book in series, but it's the first in a new graphic novel series. And it is called Kindred Dragons, which I believe is the name of the series as well. And everybody loves dragons, so this one should be fun and popular. And I love the description. It says, Anne of Green Gables meets How to Train Your Dragon in Kindred Dragons, which is an interesting combo. A cozy and heartfelt middle grade graphic novel about a brave young girl and the dragon whose life depends on her. Alice has been unhappy ever since her parents sent her to Prince Edward Island to live with her strict grandmother. Alice is fanciful, prone to telling tall tales, and absolutely obsessed with dragons. Fairies deliver dragon eggs to a select few known as kindreds, but no egg has ever arrived for Alice. While wandering the woods alone, she finds and secretly befriends a mysterious old dragon named Brim. Alice is excited to finally have a dragon friend of her own, but when Brim suddenly falls ill, Alice must set out on a desperate quest to save him. As Alice searches for a cure, she discovers that her connection to dragons is unlike that of any kindred, but will her new power be enough to save her friend? Let your imagination take flight in this heartfelt story of friendship, family, and learning to love who you are. I'm curious about the series, especially with the comparison to Anne of Green Gables. I'm not sure if it's just the Prince Edward Island setting or if it's about the character and her characteristics or if it's something about her backstory. I don't know. I'm curious to see what that connection is. But that is Kindred Dragons by Sarah Mensinga, and it's the first in a graphic novel series called Kindred Dragons. And that just came out this month, so should be available for people to check out at their library or their favorite bookstore or wherever they get their books. Another book that just came out this week is a book called A Glimmer of Change by Elle McNichol. This one is a middle grade novel, and I'll read the description for it. 13-year-old Keady Darrow is used to bullies. Growing up neurodivergent makes you an easy target. But when her friends fall victim, Keady launches an anti-bullying agency, and business is booming. A moving and inclusive prequel to the award-winning novel, A Kind of Spark. That's interesting. It actually is part of a series, but it's a prequel. So I think you could probably read it before the novel, A Kind of Spark, which I've heard good things about. Keady Darrow has never been afraid of standing out. Her autism makes it clear she sees the world differently from others. But ever since Keady and her twin sister Nina entered middle school, not standing out seems to be the only thing that matters. And the more Nina tries to fit in, the less Keady understands her or her classmates, who become increasingly cruel to anyone who is different. Determined to take a stand, Keady launches an anti-bullying agency. Soon, kids are lining up to have her tell off their biggest nemeses. But Keady will have to be careful. It's a fine line between speaking up for what you believe in and becoming a bully yourself. I've heard really great things about A Kind of Spark, and I think it won some awards too. I'm trying to remember what I got. Oh, yeah, it won the Schneider Family Book Award, and it was an honor book for that award. So this is a prequel and should be interesting to see how that works out. I'm always curious when authors decide to write prequels instead of sequels. Like that they get to the end of a story, writing a story, and they think, instead of thinking like, oh, there's more to this person's story that I want to tell moving forward, they're like, oh, there's more of their backstory that I want to dive into. But that's always interesting to me. But those are just a couple new books, plus the long list of books that I mentioned. And there's more than those too. Those are just the ones that I pulled out as ones that I thought would be especially popular with young readers, the middle grade age group. There's also lots of great picture books and young adult novels too. Maybe I'll share some young adult titles next week just to balance it out. Do you have any books that you're excited to read in the coming months?
The couple upcoming months, I think I should there's these two new books that like I'm planning on to read. I don't really know the title of them, but I can describe what they look like. Yeah. So this like the first one is basically about, I think it's about like a teenage girl who's like wants to become like a lawyer and like something like that. And the second one is that like there's just like this girl with her friend group, and they like basically are trying to like open up a new like team, sports team in their school.
Are these novels or graphic novels or both?
I think they're graphic novels. I'm not really sure.
Curious. They sound interesting. I wonder if I'll come across them sometime and be like, oh, that's the book that Fatia was talking about. Well, if you end up reading them, you should talk about them on the show. It'd be fun to hear about.
Yeah, I think that like I'll start like reading the first book or both of them at the same time, like this week or next week.
Well, then. Look forward to hearing about them in the coming weeks. That'll be great. I have a couple books that I'm thinking of starting in the next week. I'm finishing up a adult nonfiction memoir that I've been reading for my book club. And then I was thinking, actually interesting, because I had just mentioned Kindred Dragons, which is compared to Anne of Green Gables. I think I'm going to read that. And then I got inspired by Jada talking about Agatha Christie last week. And so I'm borrowing an Agatha Christie book to read as well. And then I think I want to find a scary book too, because I like reading scary books, like a scary book around Halloween. So maybe I'll read a scary book too. We'll see. I'll be sure to tell you about them on the radio to all our listeners out there. On that note, we're just about out of time for today. We hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then.
Happy reading.